Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes you get a text or an email, and how you read it might not exactly be the way the person who sent it to you meant it to be read. So I got this email from our boss, Sal, the other day, and it did not go to Kennedy or Dan, just came directly to me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Carson, I've got something on my mind, and I don't trust you to get it right without me. So tomorrow, that would be this morning, I'm going on the show. We're going to have a conversation about this live. Don't try to talk me out of it. Don't act surprised. And for once, maybe be on time. I don't want to hear excuses. And I don't want anyone trying to prep me or soften it up for the listeners. We'll do it straight. We will do it real. And we will do it my way. If you're nervous, good. You should be. Consider this your warning, Sal.
Yeah.
That was sarcasm, right?
I mean, it doesn't sound like the way he talks, but I don't know what you did.
He was being sarcastic, I think.
I mean, hard to tell via text.
Right?
And it's hard to know what you did, so.
Yeah, since Dan and I were not included, I have no idea.
Sarah's from Foxborough. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
All right.
How are you guys today?
We're doing good. Sal's going to be here in a few minutes. What are we thinking?
I'm thinking that it's something positive, and because you guys may be getting nominated for an award or getting publicly praised or something, because you publicly praise people, but you privately reprimand. And on a day like this, it's yucky out. We could all use a little happy. And you guys are all the best. So I think it's something good.
That's something I never thought about. It's true. We praise people in public, but we try to admonish them in private, which is like the best way to handle those things. Like, I would never admonish my son in a large group of people. I would always try and pull him off to the side. So that makes a lot of sense to me.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
I'm here for the positivity of that.
Yes. It was just kind of curt, the email.
It didn't sound.
Well, I mean, that's him.
He is kind of curt.
Yeah.
He is a man of few words.
Yes. Well, you know, when... Anyway. Mary. Mary.
His best advice to me before I went on the air for the first time was don't bleep it up.
That's about right.
And I was like, all right, man.
Mary is in Bedford. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Sal's going to be in here in just a few minutes. What do we think is going to happen?
My vote is that you're all getting a raise because you're amazing.
I love what you're thinking. I love this idea.
I wish I was as positive as you, Mary.
Listen, you guys make us laugh, and you guys are awesome, and you guys do fabulous things for the community, so you deserve it, in my opinion.
I don't know if he would do that on the air, though.
I don't know.
That would be a new one.
It's a weird world these days.
It's true.
You could have stopped with, I don't know if he would do that.
All right. Thank you, Mary. From your mouth to Sal's ears.
Yeah, here's hoping.
Tracy from Oxford. Hello.
Hi.
What are we thinking Sal's going to say when he comes in a little bit?
So I think that possibly he is resigning or taking another opportunity, and he wants you to take over for him.
You as in me?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. That's something I hadn't thought about.
It's bad on so many levels.
Yes. First of all.
A, I'm not working for you. Well, B.
I don't want the job. Nobody wants that job.
Sal can't go anywhere.
Do you think you could do what Sal does?
I mean, I did it. I was a program director. Mm-hmm. I mean, not at the level. He does multiple stations. I did one station, and I hated it.
I think there's like three people in the country who can do what Sal does.
Yeah. I could not do it on the level he does. And everybody loves him. Everybody hated me when I did it. It was not a likable boss.
Well, That's I, what, I sit there and think, like, there's nothing that you've done that he'd be mad about.
Right. Sal retiring was not on my bingo list, though.
It better not be. No. Uh-uh.
Yeah.
No. No. Huh. I need him around.
Interesting. Yeah. Where
so
would
that's
we get,
just my thought.
Where would we get our apples from if he retires?
Yeah, that's it. Not the support. Not the
wait, is Sal giving you guys free apples?
Yes, I had one yesterday. He dropped off a bag from the orchard.
Must be nice to be you, Mr. Right. Big Shot over there.
We'll find
there.
Out a little bit. Thank you, Tracy.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
All right, bye.
Bye.
A lot of people are texting in, Kennedy.
Okay. What do they say?
I mean, there's a lot. Sal's adding another hour to the show.
Mm-mm.
You want to go to 11?
Mm-mm.
Start at 5? How about 4 a.m. to noon?
Same pay.
Dan, you want to read one of those texts?
This one caught my eye. It's from the 617. It just says, Sal to Carson, I need your help. I can't tell you what it is. You can never ask me about it later, and we're going to hurt some people.
Whose car are we going to take?
Whose car? Somebody said, I think Sal is going to match the dollars Kennedy earned from your wicked long walk.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, let's put him on the spot like that.
He's letting his estate on Nantucket be next year's beach house.
Mm.
He's getting rid of the Friday free-for-all.
Oh, that one hurts.
And someone said, he's definitely messing with you. It's going to be something insequential. So tiny and inconsequential that poor Kennedy's going to beat herself up for being stressed all night. It is who I am. I don't know what to tell you.
Imagine he sent that email. He comes in. He's like, I just want to say hey.
Just want to check on
my
you guys.
My palms have been sweating for 24 hours.
What's like, up? Anything we can do for you?
Knees weak, arms are heavy, Kennedy.
Yes, Dan. Mom's spaghetti.
All right. Our boss, Sal, joining us in the studio next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.